Good morning. Welcome to the Mexican Ministry of Finance conference call to present the main results of the report on public finances and public debt for the second quarter of 2008. With us today are Gerardo Rodriguez, head of the Public Debt Unit, and Miguel Mesmajer, head of the Economic Planning Unit. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask questions during this time, simply press star, then the number 85 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press star, then the number 86 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. Mr. Mesmajer, you may begin your conference.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Mexican Ministry of Finance conference call on the public finances and public debt report for the second quarter of 2008. Just to begin with, let me remind everybody that this conference call is off the record. As usual, I will start discussing the main macro and public finance results, and then Gerardo Rodriguez will proceed with the main results on public debt. From the point of view of economic activity, GDP is estimated to have grown at an annual rate of close to 3% during the second quarter of the year, which implies positive growth in seasonally adjusted terms. This estimation is based on the following results. During the April-May bimonthly period of 2008, the GAE indicator grew 3.6% in real annual terms. By sector, primary activities increased at an annual rate of 6.4%, industrial production grew by 2.1% in real annual terms, and the supply of services grew 4.5% in real annual terms. The evolution of the components of aggregate demand has been quite favorable. During the second quarter of 2008, the real value of sales of stores affiliated to ANTAD grew at a 6.6% annual rate. In April of 2008, gross fixed capital investment grew 12.9% in real annual terms. And during the second quarter of 2008, the nominal U.S. dollar value of total exports grew 17.3%, with oil-related exports expanding by 49.7%, while primary activities, mining and manufacturing exports, increased 9.8%, 28.1%, and 11.6%, respectively. By the end of June 2008, the number of workers registered at IMSS was 14,389,000 people, implying an expansion of 372,000 jobs with respect to June of last year. During this year, close to 290,000 formal jobs have been created. Banking credit to households and firms posted an increase of 18.5% in real annual terms in May. Within credit for firms and individuals with entrepreneurial activities, for housing and for consumption, grew 27.3%, 18.1%, and 10% in real annual terms. Moving on to the main results in public finances, during the first semester of 2008, the public balance recorded a surplus of 85.4 billion pesos, an amount that is 30.9 billion pesos lower than the amount observed during the same period of 2007. This result is consistent with the annual goal of a balanced budget and is mainly the result of much more timely expenditures. The primary surplus up to June was 207.5 billion pesos, an amount that is 47.6 billion pesos lower than the one registered in 2007. The public sector's budgetary revenues were 1,363 billion pesos, 9.3% higher in real terms than the one registered in the January-June period of 2007. With respect to the program calendar that was published in the Official Gazette of the Federation, that is with respect to program revenues, budgetary revenues were 47.2 billion higher during the first semester of this year. That is, they were 3.6% higher. Non-oil tax revenues grew by 10.5% in real annual terms with respect to the first semester of 2007. Worth noting are the real growth rates of 13.9%, 9.7%, and 6.7% in the income tax, unique rate corporate tax revenue, the import tax, and VAT tax collection, respectively. All revenues increased 13.9% in real terms, mainly due to the increase in international prices of oil that was observed during the period. Revenues from public entities under budgetary control different from Pemex showed a real increase of 4.6% with respect to the previous year. The federal government's non-tax, non-oil revenues were 18.5% lower in real terms with respect to those observed in the previous year, mainly due to significantly higher non-recurrent revenues obtained in the first half of last year. During the January-June period of 2008, total budgetary expenditures of the public sector totaled 1,275 billion pesos, 13.3% higher in real terms compared with the amount observed in the same period of 2007. Programmable expenditures were 913 billion pesos, which implies a 15.2% increase with respect to the first semester of 2007. Regarding the main results in terms of public sector expenditures during the first semester of 2008, the following are worth highlighting. Expenditures channeled to social development were 9.4% higher in real terms with respect to the same period of 2007. This is mainly due to resources channeled to social security, urbanization, housing and regional development, and education. Expenditures on economic development increased 28.3% in real annual terms compared to the first semester of 2007. Budgetary fiscal investment expenditures increased at a real annual rate of 30.3%, and physical investment fostered by the public sector increased by 11.5% in real annual terms. Federal resources transferred to states and municipalities through federal contributions, shareable revenues, wage and economic provisions, agreements of decentralization and reallocations increased 18.6% in real terms. In particular, shareable revenues increased 23.1% in real annual terms. Pension expenditures registered a real increase of 8.9% with respect to the first semester of 2007, and the public sector's financing cost decreased 10.4% in real terms compared with the same period of last year. The National Infrastructure Fund began its operation in May of 2008. It is worth noting that during the first meeting of the Technical Committee, investments of more than 7 billion pesos were approved, which will benefit close to 7 million people through infrastructure projects in the areas of communications and transport, water, environment, and tourism. With that, let me proceed and pass on the speaker to Gerardo Rodriguez.
With regards to public debt, the federal government's net debt stood at 17.7% of GDP, which is an amount 1.2 percentage points lower than the one observed at the end of 2007. Within these numbers, 14.2 percentage points of GDP corresponds to domestic debt and 3.5 percentage points to external debt. In terms of the actions and results of the public debt management strategy for the second quarter of 2008, the following stand out. With regards to external debt, the issuance of the 2008 debt exchange warrants, which consisted of one series of $1 billion, allowing the holders to tender UMS bonds in exchange for M bonos, and a second series for $250 million, allowing the holder to tender UMS bonds in exchange for local inflation index bonds, which are called the UDI bonos. This transaction, along with the buyback and cancellation of external bonds, is part of a comprehensive and proactive strategy by the federal government aimed at reducing the relative importance of external debt within its liabilities, as well as promoting the development of the local market. Both transactions were executed in a relatively difficult market environment, taking advantage of opportunities to continue reducing the financing cost of the federal government. With regards to domestic debt, during the second quarter, an exchange and repurchase transaction were undertaken as part of the strategy, both to accelerate the process of new benchmark creation and to smooth out the amortization profile of domestic debt. The first transaction included the exchange of 8- and 9-year bonds for the current 10-year benchmark bond for an amount of 8 billion pesos, increasing the underwritten 10-year benchmark outstanding amount in 34%. The repurchase operation was executed for an approximated amount of 28 billion pesos, representing 35% of the total outstanding of the M bono due in December of 2008. The share of long-term fixed rate government security increased from 54% at the end of 2007 to 56.8% at the end of the second quarter of 2008. And in terms of the average maturity, it increased by more than half a year, from 5.59 years to 6.12 years at the end of the quarter. Also, in terms of the broadest definition of public debt, which is called the historical balance of public sector borrowing requirement, it stood at 28.5% of GDP, which is 1.3 percentage points of GDP lower than the one observed at the end of 2007. With that, we conclude the introductory remarks, and we can proceed now to the question and answer section. Thank you. Operator, we can now proceed to the question and answer section, please.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Gabriel Casillas from UBS. First of all, thanks, Miguel and Gerardo, for this effort to be in touch with investors all over the world. I believe this is highly appreciated, at least by us. I would like to ask you two questions. And number one is, according to your quarterly report, the gasoline and diesel subsidies, or negative yet, were of about $9.8 billion, meaning 5.1 in the first quarter and 4.8 in Q2. I assume the smaller subsidy in Q2 was due to the application of the federal government monthly increment. And nevertheless, I'm sure you have heard, but there's been a lot of talk that Hacienda could release the subsidy on a gradual basis in order to stop this subsidy. So I would like to ask you, what do you think about this, if you please?
Sure, Gabriel. Basically, the reason why it was slightly smaller during the second quarter of the year is because during the first quarter, actually, Pemex credited some of the YEPs. When Pemex made their final declaration in March of 2008, they declared some of the YEPs that was still due to them from the exercise of 2007. When you look at the number of negative YEPs generated by quarter, actually during the first quarter it was in the order of 30 billion pesos, and then in the second quarter it was, as you mentioned, 49 billion pesos. So actually the subsidy is increasing and had an important increase in the second quarter with respect to the first quarter. Basically due to the evolution of international prices of gasoline. Now, as you mentioned, and probably as most of our speakers know, during the first quarter of the year, we basically had a sort of an increasing trend in terms of gasoline prices that incorporated only the tax that was associated with a fiscal reform and that is going to the states. But then from April onwards, we started to apply the increase in gasoline prices that was consistent with a policy that we have followed in the past of having an increase in that part which goes to the federal government, let's say, that is associated with revenues of the federal government, similar to the rate of inflation.
Thanks very much, Miguel. And the second question is regarding the infrastructure fund. Banobras and Ministry of Finance had a big meeting back on May the 12th, where they say their next project and everything. And after that, I have not seen any announcement of this kind of meeting. As a matter of fact, I thought it was going to be something like a monthly meeting. I don't know if you're going to continue like releasing this kind of announcements regarding where the funds are going to be allocated with this infrastructure fund.
Yes, Gabriel, the ordinary calendar for the meetings of the technical committee, which is the maximum governance authority of the National Infrastructure Fund, is scheduled to have at least four meetings during the year. Actually, the second meeting, the second official meeting of the committee is going to take place next Tuesday on August 5th. And we're expecting to channel new investments both to different toll roads in the format of the traditional toll road, say, concession scheme, and also the newer PTS scheme that we've been developing. There are additional broader programs to support the preparation of different studies and projects to actually supply the pipeline of projects, say, investing early on in the chain of production of projects. We are sponsoring different efforts with the private sector and with also multilaterals to speed up the process at which we're preparing new projects. We're also going to talk about in next Tuesday of a program to support Mexican companies in their bidding process in large infrastructure projects for which they do not necessarily have the capital required for these relatively big projects. So we're going to have a product that is going to support their finances so that they can show the capital commitment to the relatively large project. So there's a relatively large pipeline coming due since the fund started operations. Several different efforts have been taking place, not only supporting projects, which is basically what's been out there in the media, but also investing, say, in the early stages of the preparation of projects, and we will be able to start harvesting those investments later in the year. So you can expect for the fund to be more public in the second half of the year, announcing relatively large investments in the different sectors that the fund will support. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Charles.
Is any other question?
At least on our side, no. Thanks very much.
Any other? If you want to ask a question, you can press star and 85 on your telephone keypad. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Gerardo and Miguel. Thank you very much for the call. This is Gray Newman from Morgan Stanley. Two questions. Could you walk us through, a bit in terms of the budget process beginning on September 8th, what the various steps are for the 2009 budget? And then two, could you possibly give us a little bit of your thinking behind the decision to sort of pre-finance or pre-purchase $8 billion of reserves from the central bank? To what extent was this driven primarily by public debt issues or by concerns from the central bank as well in terms of the level of their reserves? Thank you.
Great. About the budgetary procedures, as you know, we have to send a package to Congress on the 8th of September, and then basically it will proceed in basically the same fashion as it happened last year. We send both the income law, any changes to the fiscal miscellany that we want to make, and it basically that part, the income law, has to be approved by the lower chamber by the 15th of October, and then the full package, then it goes to the Senate, which would have to approve the income law, and then the Chamber of Deputies would be approving the expenditures decree, and this has to have happened by the 15th of November. As you know, we typically go and make several presentations during September, so that we finalize and we have a final discussion with the deputies. As the date approaches 15th of October, we then go to the Senate and discuss with them from the 15th of October to the 15th of November. Typically, the revenue law is approved at the Senate, let's say, by the beginning of November, and then the expenditures decree is typically approved close to the 15th of November.
With regards to the purchase of dollars from the international reserves and the cancellation of the mechanism established by the Exchange Rate Commission to sell half the accumulation of reserves, what we would mention is that three different factors have been developing over the last several months that have been influencing the decision-making process within the government. On one hand, we have a reduction in oil production and oil exports on our side that have affected the shape or the prospects of reserve accumulation going forward. The second is that given the interest rate differential between the U.S. and Mexico, we've seen a very important amount of flows into the country affecting the dynamics of, say, both the FX and interest rate markets here in Mexico. And the third element is the very uncertain environment that has been prevailing in international financial markets. It is around these three elements that, on one hand, the government decided that it was a good opportunity to actually reserve in its cash balances the amount of dollars that the government will need over the next several months to basically service its debt and to comply with several other operational needs with regards to FX. And also, on the other hand, the Exchange Rate Commission considered that given the prospects for reserve accumulation, given also these changes in the platform of production and exports of oil, and also given the uncertainty that we have in the horizon, it's not convenient not to stop selling the dollars, stop selling half the dollars that the central bank is accumulating, first to basically compensate for the purchase of the $8 billion that the federal government did, but also to be in a much more solid position in a context in which there's a lot of uncertainty out there, and there is actually uncertainty with regards to how long this volatility environment will continue in the marketplace. So that is the context gray around which the decision-making process was made on our side. The purchase of the $8 billion is not necessarily going to be used for a liability management transactions. It was rather an amount of dollars that the government would buy anyways over the next several months. And what we're doing is only separating from our cash balances that amount of dollars so that we can use them in the next several months based on the current needs that we have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other question? Okay. Go ahead.
Muchas gracias. Thanks. It's Alonso Cervera, Credit Suisse. I have a follow-up question on gasoline prices. For the past couple of months, the price of Magna gasoline has gone up by about 7 cents per liter. The price of the premium gasoline has gone up by about 6 cents per liter. This is with data through August 1st. Miguel, could you tell us some guidance about the expected price increases for the balance of the year? Is there any plan to accelerate the price increases relative to where we are today? Thank you.
Alonso, for the time being, we're going to keep the, for the time being, we're going to keep these last increases that you were mentioning. Now, obviously, we will have to see how international prices evolve going forward. But for the time being, our idea is to keep prices, to keep the increases as they are.
Even for 2009?
In principle, we will have to see. No, it's probably a bit soon to be making decisions for 2009 as a whole.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, no more.
Well, thank you very much, everybody, and as you all know, please feel free to contact us at any time, and also to send any additional questions or comments that you might have to the Investor Relations Office of the Ministry of Finance. Thank you, and have a good day.
Thank you very much, and teleconference, I appreciate your preference. Thank you.
Hello.